Well, g'day and Merry Christmas. Thanks for being with us. It's part of WBC's online service, 40 plus weeks now of doing online services. We hope that you are feeling like you are loved and you are known and you are held. We've been talking all month about the idea that you never need to be alone. And in fact, in Christ, you are never alone. That Emmanuel, God with us, makes all the difference in the way you understand yourself and the world around you. This year again has been one that has messed with us. It has displaced the ground beneath our feet, has moved so often. It's just been kind of dizzying at times. It's messed with finances. It's messed with families. It's messed with travel. It's messed with all sorts of things. We've been displaced in our jobs. We've been displaced in our schools. We've been displaced in our communities. And for a lot of you, you even feel a bit displaced in your mission, in what you've been put here to do. You haven't been able to do what it is that you are built to do. For a lot of you, that being in community is the core of what you do. You've been displaced. And yet we serve a God that says, I am with you and I have ground for you to stand on. I have a firm foundation for you to stand on. And I want to talk to us about the faith that we need, the trust that we need, the hope that we need, and the home that we need. So many of us go through these phases where trust is broken down a little and hope is kind of taken away from us, and that feeling of home is kind of undone a little. But it seems like this year it's just sort of smashed those things. Our trust and our hope and our finding of home just seems to have been smashed. And I think about the fact that we've stopped trusting so much. You know, I went to the servo the other day and I had to put a lot of fuel in my tank. I'd let it run down just a little bit. It's an 80-litre tank, and I had to put 79 and a half litres into an 80-litre tank. Should have filled it up earlier. That's not the point. While I'm standing there holding this thing, holding the nozzle, feeling completely bored, I remembered as a boy that you used to be able to put a little latch on the hose and the hose would just keep running. You could take your hands off it and it would click when it was full, and then you'd unlatch it and put the thing back in the pump. But of course, at some point they went, we can't trust the humans. We don't trust them. So we're going to take the little latch away. In fact, if you sort of feel around, the little latch is still there, but they don't trust you to use it anymore. There used to be more trust at the petrol station. I don't know what's going on. At the supermarket, they used to let you have a trolley without having to put a little coin in it. Because apparently too many people, I'm not saying teenagers, but mostly teenagers, of course, uni students, use them as trolleys in the car park to take their friends for little rides down to the river where they then dumped the trolley. So they got locked down. We don't get trusted with our supermarket trolleys anymore. But I think one of the major impacts over the last little while has been this idea that we don't trust the source of information anymore. If you've gone on any social media binges lately, you would have seen the hashtag fake news. Fake news, everything's fake news. You can give as much detail as you want, as much background as you want, but if somebody says fake news, that it's just fake news and it blows up and nobody believes a word you're saying anymore, and our trust is broken down. And our hope seems to be taken away. Everything seems to be, you know, moving and the ground beneath our feet is shifting and where our anchor is doesn't seem to be holding. And yet we have this story, this scripture that says to us, Emmanuel, God is with us and he is for us, and he gives us a place to trust, and he gives us a reason to hope, and he gives us a place to find home. So I want to challenge your hashtag fake news today, and I want to say, be like Anna. Do you remember Anna? In Luke chapter 2, it says this, there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. So she could have been there 60 plus years at the temple as a widower. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God. Who was she coming up to? Mary and Joseph, who had brought the baby Jesus to the temple to be dedicated into the service of the Lord. And at that point, Anna comes up to the parents, and she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. Anna had been waiting at the temple a long time. She had been alone a long time. She was part of the tribe of Asher, a forgotten tribe that 700 years earlier, when David had written down in his chronicles the list of the tribes of Israel, he had simply left Asher off the ledger because they'd walked so far from their mission and their purpose. They were a forgotten tribe. They were a forgotten people. And yet this lady, one of only seven prophetesses mentioned in the Old Testament in the Jewish scriptures, was there waiting. She was connected to the source of the temple. She was about kingdom purpose. She was worshiping day and night, and she was staying the course. She had basically stayed there and fasted and prayed and waited and hoped. She had trust in the right place. She had a hope in the right place, and she found home in the right place. And so I want to change your hashtag fake news to hashtag be like Anna, because we all need that sense of trust. We all need that ability to find hope in dark times. And we all need to have an anchor that holds us and says, right here, you are home. We know that we don't have a temple to go to anymore to worship, but we do know that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit dwells in us, speaks through us, uses us, and helps us connect back to the Creator. Do you know you are complementary to the Creator? The Creator has put you here on purpose, with a purpose. And even though you may not feel that right now, I want to remind you that it's still true. It's still true that you were created on purpose, with a purpose. You complement the Creator. You are His greatest prize. You are the apple of His eye. You are the one He looks upon and says, I made that person with great love and with great joy, and I want that person to know me deeply. In the same book and in Luke, Jesus is teaching His disciples, and He basically says in Luke 14, He basically says, unless you give up everything to follow me, you can't be a true disciple. You can't be a true, unless you give up everything. So many of us have said, but I need to hold on to something. I need my possessions or my family or my community or something. I need something. I need to show that I've got a car and a house and a job and a career and whatever it happens to be. But Jesus says, unless you give up everything. Now, many people have interpreted that as, well, just give away everything. The one who is the meekest, the one who gives away everything, that person is the most righteous. But that's not what Jesus is saying. Jesus is saying, put nothing between or before me. Put me first, because I am Emmanuel, God with you. I am with you. I am for you. And if I am for you, no one can be against you. These are the promises that come through these scriptures and speak to our hearts and remind us that we are never alone. So many of us have been displaced. We've been displaced in so many ways. But I'm telling you, even if I'm talking to you right now and you look around the room and there is nobody with you, you are still not alone. Because Emmanuel, God, is with you. And you can find trust again. And you can have hope again. And you can find home again. If you just follow a couple of these simple things that Anna did. She was about kingdom purpose. She worshiped day and night. She was connected to the source. She stayed at the temple. She stayed in that place of knowing God, in relationship with God. And she stayed the course, fasting and praying and waiting. So I want to say, hashtag be like Anna. Anna was one who trusted despite loss. She lost her husband at an early age, and that would have displaced who she was, especially in that ancient culture, that patriarchal culture where, you know, without the husband, there was a whole lot of other dominoes that fell. But she remained, and she became a prophetess to Israel right there at the temple, at the epicenter of their faith. She had hope despite the silence, 400 years of silence, yet she still hoped, yet she still prayed, yet she still believed. And that day when she saw Jesus being presented at the temple, that was the fulfillment of everything her life was about. And she found home, even though home wasn't where she started. Home doesn't have to be about where you started. It can be about where you are right now. Finding home is about finding the anchor for your soul. That thing that says, wherever God is with me, I am at home. I can be at peace. I can be at rest. And there's a whole lot of promises through Scripture that will remind us of that. Luke 15 talks about the parable of the lost sheep. I love this one, this idea that a shepherd who had 99 of his 100 sheep there would actually realize one was missing. First of all, realize that one was missing, right? So many people, we don't even believe that we're noticed if we're missing. But he realizes the one is missing, and he goes and he risks everything to bring back the one sheep. and the scripture records it like this. It says this, and when he finds it, he puts the sheep on his shoulders and joyfully goes home. And then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." And it goes on to say this in Luke 15, verse 7, "I tell you that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent." More rejoicing over one person that is found, over one person that comes to an understanding of who Christ is, of who Jesus is, that he is Emmanuel, God with us, of one person that finds trust, of one person that finds hope, of one person that finds home. There's more rejoicing over that than 99 who had already found it, right? This is the scripture. The good news is it's aimed at those that haven't yet heard it. The parable of the lost coin is the next one that comes up. The lady that loses one of her precious coins and clears out everything just to find this precious coin. The next parable that comes up is the parable of the lost son. This idea that two sons are living with one father and one son says, "Give me my inheritance." And he goes and he blows it all and he comes back a broken, broken man. He's wasted everything. And he says, "I'll just come back to my father and I'll just at least offer to be a servant." But his father meets him. His father is expecting him, waiting for him. And he runs to him and he covers him with a robe and he puts rings on his fingers and he kills the fatted calf because of the celebration of reconciliation. Everything about the gospel, everything about Jesus being God with us, Emmanuel, is about the reconciling of the created unto the creator. We have a father who is just waiting for us to run into his arms and find home. But you need to trust in the promises and you need to have hope that he is with you and know that you will find home in him. Hashtag be like Anna. Many years ago, I was discussing something around this kind of topic with some friends, and we were talking about what it is to be a broken person. I said, I get a little upset sometimes when we just refer to ourselves as broken people, because we're all sort of messed up. We've all messed up and we all feel messed up, and sometimes it's been our fault and sometimes it's been their fault and sometimes it's somewhere in between and we don't know. But maybe it's not just about being broken, because being broken kind of suggested to me that might be the end. You know, when the kids break a toy at home, I just chuck it. You know, I'm not fixing it. That's not what you do with toys anymore. You know, when a glass breaks, I'm going to chuck it. I'm not gluing that sucker back together. And so that was kind of the image. And I kept hearing people telling me about how broken they were. And I started to get this image of what if we were more like puzzles with pieces out of place? What if finding home about knowing God, the God that loved us so dearly, that knew us intimately and knitted us together in our mother's womb, what if that was about finding the pieces to fit back together? And I wrote this piece and we put it to a song. And I just wanted to read it for you this Christmas in case it helps. It's called "Did You Break?" It goes like this. Did you break? When it happened, did you break? Does that mean you're broken? When it wasn't your fault, or when it was your fault, into pieces, did you break? Was it deserved, undeserved, into pieces, did you break? Or was it just a piece out of place? Not broken, just disjointed. A piece out of place. Not broken, just covered up. Guilt covered, fear burdened, disgrace named, heartbroken, precious people, puzzles. Too many pieces out of place. Did you break? Or did a piece fall out of place? So lift your eyes, dear friend. The puzzle can mend to put back together this picture so rare, given over to the master, the maker, creator. He, the one, does more than make stable. He takes all the pieces, the ones you thought lost, and puts them together, each piece in its spot. The puzzle of the heart completely restored on your knees in the dark, completely reformed, fit back together today and more. You are loved. You are known. On your knees, you are formed. Only the heart's creator, the puzzle's curator, the soul's adrenaline and life's vindicator can truly give back what this world has stolen. A life laid down to touch the sky when your knees hit the ground. Friends, I just don't think you're as lost as perhaps you might feel. I don't think you're as broken as perhaps you might feel. I think you can trust. I think you can hope. And I think you can find home if you would just receive and accept this idea that Jesus is for you. That Emmanuel, God, is with us. You know, we pray for you. We pray for anyone who would listen, anyone would hear this word, that they would know that they are loved, that the Father is waiting with open arms, ready to run and catch you. And so you might be sitting simply today, you might be watching this and look around you and there's no one there and you feel so alone, but my friends, you're not. And I'm going to pray for you that you don't feel that today. You might be in a room full of people and feel alone, but you're not. I'm going to pray that you don't feel that today. What if the lost thing retains its value? The lost coin didn't lose its value because it's lost. What if the broken thing retains its value? The son certainly didn't lose his value to the father, even though he felt broken. What if the hurting thing has value? The lost sheep, without the shepherd, was still found. Maybe you feel like the lost son or the lost coin or the lost sheep, but you are not lost. As the song goes, you're not lost, just undiscovered. But there is a Father in heaven waiting for you to say that prayer. Father, forgive me. Jesus, be my friend. Take the lead of my life. If you want to pray with us today, you can do that. You can click the link and pray with us today, or you can send an email to prayer@werribeebaptist.org.au. We desperately love praying with people because I don't have the answers, but he does. Jesus does. You will find trust again. You will find hope again, and you will find home again when you accept that Jesus is the Son of God, Emmanuel, God with us, my friend. You are never alone. Let me pray. Father God, thank you for everybody who has heard this message today. I pray that whatever is said, I pray that something has spoken deeply to every heart. And I pray that for anyone that wants to ask more questions or just pray with someone, I pray that they'd be bold enough to ask for that prayer and send their question, Lord. And I pray that it would be the start of something new, of finding trust, of finding hope, and of finding home, knowing that they are never alone. In Jesus' name, amen. It's been an amazing month of wonder. And we just want to let you know that the mercy that flows from the throne of heaven is a miracle, right? The mercy that flows is a miracle. And Jesus is the embodiment of that mercy. And so mercy is a miracle. So we just wanted to reflect on that thought as you absorb perhaps what's been said and what you've heard. Merry Christmas to all of you, and God bless.